Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into T-Mobile US Inc., ticker symbol TMUS, one of the heavyweights in the telecommunications space. If you're thinking about investing in this stock or just curious about how they're performing, stick around because we've got a comprehensive breakdown coming your way. From financials to recent performance, valuation, and more, we'll cover it all. Let's get started. All right. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of T-Mobile. If you've been following the telecom industry, you know T-Mobile has been making waves, especially since their merger with Sprint a few years back. They've positioned themselves as a major player in the U.S. wireless market, often shaking things up with competitive pricing and innovative plans. Today, we're going to peel back the layers and see what's driving their success, where they might be vulnerable, and whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's talk about who T-Mobile is as a company. Headquartered in Bellevue, Washington, T-Mobile US Inc. provides mobile communication services across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the US Virgin Islands. Founded in 1994, they've grown into a powerhouse with over 70,000 employees and a massive network infrastructure that includes around 115,000 macro cell sites and 41,000 small cell or distributed antenna systems. They're led by CEO Srinivasan Gopalan, and their mission has been clear: disrupt the telecom space with customer-centric plans and a focus on expanding 5G coverage. Their market cap sits at a hefty $245.5 billion, and they're a key player in the communication services sector, specifically within telecommunications services. That's the big picture. Now let's zoom into the numbers. Moving on to revenue, T-Mobile has shown some solid growth over the years. In 2024, their full-year revenue came in at $81.4 billion, up from $78.6 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segments, the bulk of their revenue, about $66.2 billion, comes from services, with branded postpaid plans making up the lion's share at $52.3 billion. Branded prepaid revenue contributed $10.4 billion, while equipment sales added another $14.3 billion. They also pulled in $3.4 billion from wholesale services and nearly $1 billion from other products and services. This mix shows T-Mobile's heavy reliance on subscription-based income, which provides a steady cash flow, but also means they need to keep customers happy to avoid churn. Growth in postpaid and broadband customers has been a key driver lately, and it's something to watch as they expand their 5G footprint. Now, let's dive into their earnings performance. T-Mobile's latest results for Q4 2024 were impressive, with adjusted earnings per share of $2.04, beating analyst expectations of $2.04. For the full year 2024, they reported a net income of $11.4 billion, up from $8.3 billion in 2023, with an EPS of $9.70 compared to $7.02 the year before. That's a significant jump, reflecting strong operational momentum and customer growth, especially in postpaid and broadband segments. Their EBITDA for 2024 hit $31 billion, showcasing robust profitability despite some costs tied to workforce restructuring. The company added 962,000 net postpaid phone subscribers in Q4, their best fourth quarter result since the Sprint merger in 2020, though it fell slightly short of some Wall Street expectations. Overall, the earnings paint a picture of a company firing on most cylinders, balancing growth with profitability. Let's take a closer look at what management had to say during their recent earnings discussions. During the Q3 2025 earnings call, T-Mobile's leadership highlighted their exceptional performance, emphasizing industry-leading growth in both customer additions and financial metrics. They pointed to strong service revenue growth and a focus on expanding their 5G network as key drivers. The team also discussed maintaining financial discipline while investing in strategic areas like broadband and enterprise solutions. They expressed confidence in their multi-year outlook, framing their strategy around widening their competitive moat through differentiated offerings. This kind of commentary suggests T-Mobile is playing the long game, balancing aggressive growth with sustainable profitability. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of T-Mobile's financial statements. On the income statement side, their revenue growth has been steady, climbing from $79.6 billion in 2022 to $88.3 billion in 2025. Net income has seen a dramatic rise over the same period, from $2.6 billion in 2022 to $11 billion in 2025, with EPS jumping from 2.7 to 9.75. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 stand at $200.2 billion, with cash and equivalents at $5.6 billion. Total liabilities are high at $135.5 billion, reflecting significant debt of around 1.99 cents for every dollar of equity, a point of caution for investors. However, their equity has grown to $59.2 billion, showing some resilience. On the cash flow front, operating cash flow for 2025 was a strong $27.9 billion, with free cash flow at $18 billion after accounting for $9.9 billion in capital expenditures. This indicates they've got room to invest and return value to shareholders, though dividends of $4.1 billion in 2025 show they're already prioritizing payouts. Metrics-wise, their current ratio is below 1 at 0.89, signaling potential short-term liquidity challenges. But their ROE of 19.4% and ROIC of 7.3% suggest they're using capital effectively. Let's talk valuation. T-Mobile is currently trading at $209.50 per share, with a trailing PE ratio of 18.69 and a forward PE for 2025 at around 19.18, dropping to 16.64 for 2026. Compared to the industry average PE of 20.31, T-Mobile looks reasonably valued, though not exactly a bargain. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.57, which is on the higher side, reflecting market confidence in their revenue growth. Enterprise value stands at $337.6 billion, factoring in their debt load, and their dividend yield is modest at 1.85%, which might not excite income-focused investors, but shows a commitment to returning capital. Looking at forward estimates, analysts expect earnings growth to continue, with PE ratios trending down to 11.44 by 2030, suggesting the stock could become more attractive if they sustain their momentum. My take? The valuation isn't screaming buy right now, but it's not overblown either. There's potential if they keep executing. Now let's break down T-Mobile's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. Strong revenue growth, industry-leading customer additions, and a robust 5G network give them a competitive edge. Their brand as a customer-friendly disruptor also helps with retention and acquisition. On the flip side, weaknesses include a high debt-to-equity ratio of nearly 2.1, which could be a burden if interest rates climb or growth slows. Their reliance on the U.S. market also limits geographic diversification. For opportunities, the ongoing 5G rollout and expansion into broadband and enterprise services could unlock new revenue streams. Partnerships and potential acquisitions might further solidify their position. However, threats loom large. Intense competition from Verizon and AT&T, regulatory hurdles, and potential lawsuits like the recent one from Verizon over alleged false advertising could dent their reputation or finances. Economic downturns could also hit consumer spending on telecom services. Overall, T-Mobile has a strong foundation but needs to navigate some choppy waters. Let's check out T-Mobile's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up 8.93%, and over the last month, it's gained an impressive 15.73%. However, zooming out, the picture is mixed, down 12.49% over 6 months and 17.19% over the past year. That's a bit of a red flag for short-term investors, though the five-year return of 79.92% shows long-term holders have been rewarded. Compared to the broader communication services sector, which is up 49.94% over 5 years, T-Mobile has outperformed, but it's lagged the sector's recent performance, with the sector down just 3.85% over 6 months. Looking at the chart, there's a recent monthly breakout above $202.69, signaling a potential long-term reversal if momentum holds. For short-term moves, I'd watch for resistance around 2.20. If it breaks, we could see more upside, but a pullback to $200 isn't out of the question given the volatility. All right, let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if T-Mobile is fairly priced. Using a discounted cash flow model, we've projected future free cash flows based on their historical growth rates and current financials. We've factored in a conservative growth rate for revenue and free cash flow over the next 5 years, tapering down to a terminal growth rate aligned with GDP expectations. We've also applied a discount rate that accounts for their beta of 0.43, reflecting lower market risk and current market conditions. After running the numbers, our intrinsic value estimate for T-Mobile comes out to around $230 per share, slightly above the current trading price of $219.50. This suggests the stock is marginally undervalued, offering a potential upside of about 5%. Keep in mind, this assumes they maintain their growth trajectory and manage debt effectively. If interest rates rise or competition heats up, that valuation could shift downward. Still, for long-term investors, there's a case to be made that T-Mobile offers decent value at these levels. So what's the bottom line on T-Mobile? They've got a lot going for them. Strong financials, impressive customer growth, and a leading position in 5G. However, the high debt levels and competitive pressures in the telecom space are real concerns. Valuation-wise, they're close to fair value with a slight upside based on our intrinsic value estimate. For long-term investors, T-Mobile could be a solid hold, especially if they continue to execute on broadband and 5G expansion. Short-term, though, volatility could create better entry points. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on T-Mus? Drop your thoughts in the comments and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.